Farewell to thee.
Rebels have been here all weekend just charming us with their fine music. Curtis Birch and the Cross family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just about getting ready to go back to Georgia here. I want to thank each and every one of you for your courtesy and your kindness to us old Georgia crackers and Cousin Thelma and Cousin Barbara and everybody.
Keep going over here, dude.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It makes us feel real proud. We're going to get in here with one of them old Jimmy Martin brush arbor type hymns called I Hear a Sweet Voice Calling.
Next song, and I believe we've already done it once before while we was down here, but we'd like to do it again for you, and it's entitled He Will Set Your Fields on Fire.
Thank you.
and the West Dance Team has been here all the week, and I think it's a good way to praise the Lord with song and dance and singing. And so they're going to come out. They're one of the finest clogging teams we've ever had. That was really a remarkable performance, and especially that band. First time this weekend are Ann Coles and Honey Combs of Gainesville. They will sing for us now. He's a traditional harmonica player, and a joy to have here.
Flat, so I don't kick it over like that other fella. Well, I have to watch that. I think I'll remember that better than I will that. First tune we're going to do here is Soldier's Joy. And you guess it, I'm going to do a long, slow version of it. This is the first song I ever learned in my life. It's an old ballad that my mom sang to us. She used it kind of as a kid's song. It's called Cronky. And a folklorist and collector, George Armstrong, told me that this song dated from Oliver Cromwell's death and was back in England in the 1600s. And you can't tell that that's what it's about now because it's been changed around. It's just kind of like a nursery rhyme now. Cronky took sick and he liked to have died. Liked to have died. Liked to have died. Oh, Cronky took sick and he liked to have died. Boo, hoo, hoo. Cronky is dead and under the ground. Under the ground, under the ground. Oh, Cronky is dead, under the ground. Boo-hoo-hoo. There grew a green apple tree over his grave, over his grave, over his grave. There grew a green apple tree over his grave. Boo-hoo. The apples were ripening, beginning to fall, beginning to fall, beginning to fall. The apples were ripening, beginning to fall. Boo-hoo-hoo. There came an old woman to pick them all up, pick them all up, pick them all up. There came an old woman to pick them all up. Boo. If you haven't figured out, it's not too complicated of a song. If you want to sing along, that's fine by me. If you don't, I'm not going to be hurt. Cronky rose up and he hit her a thump. Hit her a thump. Hit her a thump. Oh, Cronky rose up and he hit her a thump. Boo-hoo-hoo. This made the old woman go hip. Hop, hippity-hop, hippity-hop. This made the old woman go hippity-hop. Boo-hoo-hoo. She hopped away to her strawberry hill, strawberry hill, strawberry hill. She hopped away to her strawberry hill. Boo-hoo-hoo. was there she sat down and she wrote her last will, wrote her last will, wrote her last will. 'Twas there she sat down and she wrote her last will. Boo hoo. Now Cronky shall have the little gray pony, little gray pony, little gray pony. Cronky shall have the little gray pony. Boo hoo. Somebody back there said, down in front, I'm flattered somebody wants to look at me. The saddle and bridle are up on the shelf, up on the shelf, up on the shelf. The saddle and bridle are up on the shelf. Boo hoo. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself, sing it yourself, sing it yourself. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself. Boo hoo.
We'll let their music speak for them.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, and I'm sure there are a lot of you out there that your mother has already gone on before you. We'd like to dedicate this song to the mothers that have gone on to be with Jesus. It's entitled, Mama's Teaching Angels How to Sing.
There's a 100 years ago. He laid down the pattern just for you and me. But now he's gone away to prepare a resting place. That's why you gotta live like heathens every day. You gotta walk like Jesus, gotta talk, like gotta sing, like Jesus, shout, like you gotta moan, like Jesus, gotta grow, like Jesus, you gotta pray like Jesus every day. And when he comes again, near Arizona, he'll take his children straight from home. You gotta live like Jesus every day. He paid the price, none could stand it but the Christ. That's why we must let his light shine in our life. He's coming back again. No one knows just when. That's why you gotta live like Jesus every day. You gotta walk like Jesus. You gotta talk. Like you gotta sing. Like shout. Like you gotta moan. Like Jesus. You gotta grow. Like Jesus. You gotta pray like Jesus every day. When he comes again, he'll get his own. He'll take his shirt and slip from home. You gotta live like Jesus every day. You gotta walk like Jesus. You gotta talk. You gotta pray every day. You gotta cry, maybe even now. Yes, you gotta shout, shout, hallelujah, shout, hallelujah, shout, hallelujah, shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just like Jesus. Now when he comes again, he'll get his own. He'll take his children safely home. You gotta live like Jesus. You gotta live like Jesus. You gotta live like Jesus every day.
Where the Haven? Is that right? I get to pick it up. Jay and Wallace Eccles, they have been here one time before, and we welcome them again. You've missed some time, and we missed you. We're glad to have you back. Welcome.
A couple of our own numbers that we'd like to do for you, and we hope that you like them and like our style. And our first number will be one of my own selections, and it's Take a Little Time. Let yourself be free. Take a little time to read the Bible. Take a little time each day. Take a little time to talk to Jesus. Take a little time to pray. I used to worry, fret, and cry whenever things went wrong. Then one day I found my way, for Jesus came along. J-E-S-U-S-T-H-R-I-S-T. Sweetest name in all the world, everything to me. I once let trouble, doubt, and fear possess me all the time. Now I leave it with the Lord and everything is fine. J-E-S-U-S-T-H-R-I-S-T. Sweetest name in all the world, everything to me. Just like a mother soothes her child whenever things go wrong, he takes me in his arms of love and J-E-S-U-S-T-H-R-I-S-T. Sweetest name in all the world, everything to me. I make the changes that I can, sometimes it's very hard. Things that are too much for me, I leave them with my Lord. J-E-S-U-S-T-H-R-I-S-T. Name in all the world, everything to me. J-E-S-U-S-T-H-R-I-S-T. Sweetest name in all the world, everything to me. I sort of forgot the words, and I'm sorry, so thank you.
By our good friends from over St. John's River way, the St. John's River Singers. Some of them couldn't come today, but Marcel came, and some of his friends came with him, and we welcome them at this time.
Cousin Thelma, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I get before a crowd like this, I get very nervous, you know. I've never been out and open much, but I'm not going to sing this afternoon now. I'd like to tell a little tall tale. Is that all right, Cousin Thelma? You know, I guide all the time. I'm a bass fisherman. I had a fellow the other day that he had a wooden leg. I'm not talking about his wooden leg now. But he got out on the bank and a rattlesnake bit him on that wooden leg and it started to swell. And he didn't know what to do with it. And he said, Marcel, what shall I do? I said, well, you could start cutting cross ties off it and send them to market. Well, we started doing that, and when he'd cut a cross tie off, he'd throw it in the water, and that poison started washing off. Couldn't tell him. Washing out of it, and by the time he got them to the market, he didn't have a thing but toothpicks. These friends of ours from Crescent City, they have a couple more original numbers, Cousin Thelma. First, they'd like to play for the group here tonight, this afternoon rather, and they'll tell you all about it.
This first one we're going to do is one that we wrote together. It's called Off and On Love Affair. You came back today, but I know you won't stay. You say that you're sorry that you went away. But deep down inside, I know that it's true. You'll stay till the day that you find someone new. I'm tired of waiting, so tired of taking this off and on love affair. Oh, I still love you, I guess I went through, 'cause I know you really don't care. That's how it's been since the day that we met. I'd forget. But this time it's different. You keep telling me, but darling, the difference I just can't see. I'm tired of waiting, so tired of taking this off and on a love affair. Though I still love you, I guess that we're through, 'cause I know you really don't care.
Thank you. Named it, I Walk with an Angel.
I was just drifting in a life of sin, didn't know where I was going, I didn't care where I'd been. Then one day it happened, a stranger passed my way. We walked and talked together. That was my salvation day. I walk with an angel on life's weary road. I talked with an angel and it lightened my load. My burden was lifted that wonderful day. I walked with an angel and he showed me the way. He said, there is someone ready to forgive. Though he was crucified, he will always live. Then I looked toward heaven, and when I turned around, no one was there. He was nowhere to be found. If I die tomorrow, I'll not be afraid, for my way to heaven has long ago been paid. Jesus died so I could live. Oh, what joy I know, since he sent a stranger to tell me it was so. I walked with an angel on life's weary road. I talked with an angel and it lightened my load. My burden was lifted that wonderful day. I walked with an angel and he showed me the way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marie, and thank you, folks. I think that she's one of the budding artists of today, don't you think? Even some of us didn't play with her there. Instruments are in a different tuning, so instead of trying to play and messing up her playing, we thought we'd just try to play a couple of verses of number 9, Harvey.
Well, Stampy, me and him ain't exactly the budding artist.
On a cold winter's night, how the star was inside, and the north wind was howling down the line with his sweetheart so dear. Stood a brave engineer with his order to pull old number nine. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, but the joy in his heart he could not hide. For the whole world was bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride.
To do a few of them today. The first one is called Where Will I Go, Lord, When I Die? Where will I go, Lord, when I die? Is there a heaven in the sky? If I don't live another day, I'll wait again on Judgment Day.
or how hard he's tried. The marks he has made will be taken by the land, and the paths he has led will be buried in the sand. So I must live my best each day and follow him along the way. For you don't know when this old world will end, for someday soon he'll be coming, coming again.
One. It's called Take the Time. I found that in my own life that it's more or less a rat race. I guess everybody's felt this way at one time or another. And so one time I just sat down and said, well, I'm just going to take the time every day and talk and just be myself and most of all talk to God. And so this is what this song is about.
White Springs, I think it's kind of selfish sometimes because our Evelyn's birthday and our wedding anniversary usually fall in this first week in May, and we find it a real good excuse to take a vacation, just to come down and enjoy the sunshine after having gone through long months of real cold weather further up north. On our recent trips, we were in South America most recently, and then before that we were in India. We did 27 concerts in India and 40 in the South America and the islands just south of here. One of the complaints that we had from foreign people was that they sing so much of our music and know so much about our history and our folklore and popular music and classical music and whatnot, and we seem to know so very little about theirs. It makes people feel good when you know something about their customs and what they do. We're going to sing for you two songs to begin with that we learned while on this trip. Now, the first one, I won't tell you about it until after we've sung it. We learned it in Calcutta, India. It was written by the great one of the great poets of that area, and in that language. There are about 70 languages in India, so that if you have an idea you'd like to go to India and speak their language, you have to learn quite a few. And of course, you can't do that. But there are 9 major languages, and this particular song is in a language known to that area of the eastern India. And it's called the Jana Gana, and you sing it anywhere in India, and everyone knows it and joins you in it.
Jana Gana Mana Adinayaka Jaya Hey Bharata Bhagyavidada Punjab Sindh Gujarat Marata Davida Utkaya Banga Vinda Himachaya Yamuna Ganga Uchaya Jaya Ditaranga Tava Shubha Nami Jagi Tava Shubha Ashisha Magi Gahi Tava Jaya Gatha Jana Gana Mangaya Dayaka Jaya Hey Bharata Bhagya Vidara Jaya Hey Jaya Hey Jaya Hey Jaya, 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 hey.
That's in the Bengali tongue, and that is the national anthem of India. Now, the next tune we learned in the islands south of here, and this song has come to be typified and almost adopted by everyone in the islands as their song. But it does come from Barbados, and there's a curious relationship there with the United States, because the man who wrote the song lived in Brooklyn, New York, but his mother was Barbadian, and after he wrote the song, he went back to Barbados and lived there, and we learned the song in the radio station where it was first recorded by a Barbados group of singers. And the name of it, and I'm sure you'll all be familiar, is The Island in the Sun. I'd like to teach it to you.
Home. the praise of your forests, waters, and shining sand. You see woman on bended knee, cutting
something you did when you were a kid. It's I'll Tell on You. We're going to sing one more number. Last night, by the time we were on, and it was my fault, you know, we were supposed to be on early in the evening, and we thought the program started at 8, and we got here at 8 o'clock, and the program has already started. And so Cousin Thelma put us on the very last one on the program. And so we had a lot of requests for Dumbarton's drums, and here it is, Dumbarton's drums.
Across the fields.
darkest night doth turn and deep. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
It's a pleasure to present a fine singer from Miami, Robert Dixon, and his dulcimer and his otterheart. And he's going to sing two traditional songs for us.
I want to express my appreciation to Miss Beecham, Miss Bolton, and all the staff for inviting me to come to sing. It's been a pleasure to be here. And I hope that most of us will bring all of the family. My wife and little daughter have thoroughly enjoyed the festival, and we plan to attend again sometime. And Miss Bolton, it's just been our pleasure to be here.
Think her little boy Jesus, he was God's only son. He was God's only son. Come ye all out of the wilderness and glory be. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost through all eternity. Love blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of two, to think her little boy Jesus could read the Bible through, could read the Bible through. Come ye all out of the wilderness and glory be, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, through all eternity. The very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of three, to think her little boy Jesus could make the blind to see, could make the blind to see. Come all out of the wilderness and glory be, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost through all eternity. was the blessing of four. To think her little boy Jesus could make the rich to poor, could make the rich to poor. Come ye all out of the wilderness and glory be. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost through all eternity. The very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of fire. To think her little boy Jesus could make the dead to lie, could make the dead to lie. Come ye all out of the wilderness and glory be. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost through all eternity. The very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of six. To think her little boy Jesus could make the poor to rich, could make the poor to rich. Come ye all out of the wilderness and glory be. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost through all eternity. The very last blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of seven. To think her little boy Jesus had gone away to heaven, had gone away to heaven. Come ye all out of the wilderness and glory be. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost through all eternity. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger there. All the evil folk on earth rest in feathers at their bed. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger head. Have you heard about our Jesus? Have you heard about his day? How his mother went to that stable on that Christmas Eve so late. Winds were blowing, cows were lowing, stars were glowing, glowing, glowing. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got an angel there. All the evil folk on earth rest in feathers that they're burned. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. To the manger came the wise men, bringing things from yin and yon, for the mother and the father and the blessed little son. Milkmaids left their fields and flocks and sat beside the ass and ox. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got an angel bed. All the evil folk on earth rest in fear.
Maul King.
for a children's song from Louisiana. I never found it in France, so it's very possible that it is native of Louisiana. It's called The Tree, and it's one of those cumulative, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, cumulative song, where you add things, you know. In the tree there is a branch, and in the branch there is a nut, and in that nut there's a little hole, and in the hole there is a nest. In the nest there is an egg, and in the egg, of course, there's a bird. What else would you find in an egg? And in the bird there is a little heart, and in the heart there is a little ring.
Dans la branche infineuse, le nœud dans la branche, la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. Dans le nœud vient un petit trou, dans le nœud vient un petit trou. Le trou est dans le nœud dans la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. Dans le trou vient un petit nid, dans le trou vient un petit nid. Le nid qui est dans le trou, le trou est dans le nœud dans la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. Dans le nid qu'un petit œuf, dans le nid qu'un petit œuf. Et l'œuf dans le nid qui est dans le trou est dans le nœud dans la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. Et dans l'œuf y a un oiseau, et dans l'œuf y a un oiseau. L'oiseau est dans l'œuf, et l'œuf est dans le nid, dans le trou est dans l'œuf, dans la branche, la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. Et dans l'oiseau y a un petit cœur, et dans l'oiseau y a un petit cœur. Le cœur en oiseau, l'oiseau est dans l'œuf, et l'œuf est dans le nid, dans le trou est dans l'œuf, dans la branche, la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. I made it so far. Et dans le cœur, y'a un petit bag. Et dans le cœur, y'a un petit bag. La bague est dans le cœur dans l'oiseau. L'oiseau est dans l'œuf, l'œuf est dans le nid qui est dans le trou est dans le nœud, dans la branche, la branche dans l'arbre, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron, malurette, la voix dans ses feuilles, maluron tombé. This song is a very ancient ballad from Brittany, where this costume is from, where my family is from. And it's about a knight, a very beloved knight of the French tradition. His name was Du Guesclin. And he was a sort of what you would call a perfect knight. He was kind, he was generous, and he was trusted by the king. He was adored by the people and by the ladies, and he was even very well respected by his enemies. And when he died, he was trying to take a city back from the English, a French city, and he died, he was killed during the siege of the city. And when he died, the governor, the English governor of the town, came down and put the keys of the city on his coffin. You see, people don't do things like that anymore. It's too bad. Chivalry is really gone. But he was also a guerrilla warfare expert. He would disguise himself in things and take the enemy by surprise. And this is what the song is about. He and three men went to disguise himself in woodcutters, and they went to take a fort by surprise, and they did. And then later on he was made prisoner by the British, and they asked a terrific ransom to the King of France to get him back. So high was the ransom that the king couldn't pay for it, so all the people of France pitched in. Women spun and wool, and everybody gave some money to the king to get their knight back. there's a very pretty chorus, and I hope you'll sing it along. It's very easy, and it has nothing to do with the rest of the song, naturally. It says, can you hear me at all?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. You don't know what you're missing. Can you hear me now? The chorus goes like this. Vole malouette, chante malouette, sur la lune et dans les prés. Do you know what an alouette is? You all know alouette. Do you know what an alouette is? You know. It's a lark. It's a meadowlark. Somebody asked me once if it was the name of a girl. So I assumed that lots of people, some people didn't know what an alouette was. So it says, fly away, a lark, sing, lark, over the moors and in the meadow. So you try and try to sing it along with me. Even if you hum the tune, you see, it's pretty. Dans la forêt sous les chênes, du guéclin va se cacher, du guéclin va se cacher. Avec moi, bon gars de Nantes, en bûcheron sans déguiser. Vole malouette, chante malouette, sur la lune. Dessus la tête et de gros sabots aux pieds, et de gros sabots aux pieds. À la file l'un de l'autre, à Fougeray s'en sont allés. Vole malouette, chante malouette, sur la lande. Not even trying. I can see you. Nobody's singing along. Arrivé devant la porte, tous les se sont arrêtés, tous les se sont arrêtés. L'ennemi par la fenêtre les regardait s'avancer. Vole malouette. Chante malouette sur la lande et dans les prés. Du guéclin cri à tue-tête, du bois voulez-vous acheter, du bois voulez-vous acheter. Entrez donc, foutu canaille, cinq deniers, venez chercher. Sur leur arche, aussitôt se sont jetés, se démenant comme des diables, les Anglais ont émondé. Aujourd'hui ce n'est plus de même, nos soldats font bien du deuil, nos soldats font bien du deuil. Du guéclin dans les chaînes des Anglais, c'est le prisonnier. Cher connétable, à tout prix il faut payer, à tout prix il faut payer. Femmes et filles, filent la quenouille pour acheter leur chevalier. Oh, le malouette, chante malouette sur la. Thank you.
from Jacksonville with Gene Hodges as their leader. Oh, welcome them. Aren't they lovely? This is their first time, but we hope it won't be their last.
We're going to do two songs for you this afternoon. We're going to do He Is So Precious to Me and He Died of a Broken Heart.
So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To Him in my weakness for strength I can cling.
From Lake City.
Thank you so much. Cousin Thelma, it's good to be with you this afternoon. We've enjoyed the music thus far. We're going to do an old hymn at this time. Start off kind of slow and speed up as we go along. On Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour
much. The next number we're going to do is a very beautiful song. It tells of the love that Jesus had for this world, for you and I. For God so loved.
As the Savior was walking up Calvary's hill, all the birds stopped their singing and the leaves stood still. All the flowers in the field bowed their was led. Tell me why, oh tell me why, did Jesus die on Calvary? Tell me why did he suffer such agony? Only Son, and that is why Jesus died for you and me. They put nails in his hands, pierced his and the pain was so great that tears filled his eyes. Yet he spoke not a word till the last breath he drew. Then he prayed, they know not what they do. Yeah. why did he suffer such agony? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and that is why Jesus died for you and me.
The end. The end of the Sunday afternoon program.